and thank you for tuning in to 10 Minute Tuesdays. My name is Wendy Douglas, and we work hard to bring you the news, events, weather, and sports happening in Carthage in less than 10 minutes every Tuesday. If you have story ideas or would like to send us photos to include, you can send those to info@carthagenewsonline.com. And with that, we're proud to announce our sponsor, Jeff Hodkin with American Family Insurance. Jeff has been a great supporter of local news and Carthage News Online for a few years, and we're really excited about moving that partnership a little further. And in business news today, as you may know, Butterball has announced some ramping down of their operations. The significant changes to the manufacturing operations at its Carthage processing plant, as the company works to balance its operations at the facility to better align with products consumers demand. The ramp down in specific manufacturing operations at the Carthage facility will take place over the course of the next several months, beginning no sooner than March 1st, 2021. And with that change, it will impact approximately 450 total Butterball team members. Other developing news, we do see that Schreiber has been working with the city on continuing its expansion of its plant. So we'll follow up and find out if there's any additional jobs in that opportunity. Also, Bellevue Shoe Manufacturing has signed contracts to bring a boot. They manufacture military boots, and they'll be moving into the old Justin Boots in Carthage. And they're expected to bring 150 jobs. So we'll keep you in touch with that news as well. But it sounds like that's all happening in the spring. But happening today, so if you are in town either December 15th or 16th, over at the Little Venue in Carthage, which is right off of Central Park, Triumph Foods is having a hiring fair. So you can stop in between 10 and noon either day, or 5 to 7 in the evenings, and find out a little bit more about the opportunities that they have available. That information, including the Butterball plant ramp down, is on carthagenewsonline.com. In additional news, City Council and School Board are both looking for new candidates for their boards. So you can register to file with either Carthage Schools or City Council and look for some opportunities to serve your community as an elected official in 2021. The election takes place in April, and we will have additional information and candidate forums this spring. And with that, we're going to turn it over. Last week, I interviewed Scott Watson with Mercy Hospitals in Carthage, and we had to cut the interview short because we are less than 10 minutes. But we're going to continue portions of that interview, and let's hear a little bit more from Scott. So
I think I will say this, that by and large, the patients who've arrived at our hospital to come see their doctors have been cooperative. They've understood our visitor policy. They can be supportive of us by understanding that it's really not something that we want to restrict either. It's something we feel like we have to restrict. Mm-hmm. And I won't be critical of families who want to come see their loved ones. And we have as liberal a visitation policy as anyone, and more liberal than most. Mm-hmm. But the fact is that I can't bring two or three people into a small enclosed room in the ED and let you wait there.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense for anybody.
Yeah. Well, so something we were
would be helpful.
Yeah. And something we were talking about in pre-interview is just, this is a long-term issue. So yeah. we really need to practice our habits now and get those locked down, because this is going to be an issue for quite some time.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame folks either, because I can recall back in March when we began to really go, hey, we got to be paying attention to this in Missouri. I want you to know something. I mean, I recall people saying things like, well, by summer, and by the 4th of July, we'll be in. No. And then, well, by football season, no. And so the fact is, and I don't blame it, it's human nature to want bad things to pass.
Right.
To go away. And I don't blame them for that, because I wish it would go away as well. But the fact is that it's not going away in December. It's not going away in January. It's not going to go away in February. It's not going to go away in March. It's going to be several months before we see a continued downward departure. It won't come immediately after vaccination levels increase. Right now, the really smart guys who I listen to say, you know, in the summer, we might feel a difference. Mm-hmm. And by this time next year, we might see a dramatic difference. And I'm hopeful that's true.
Again, I'm really thankful for the time I got to spend with Scott Watson of Mercy Carthage. He's full of compassion and really does a lot to serve the community and especially extend healthcare services to our citizens. And next, I'm going to refer back to the interview we had last week with Officer Chad Deiniger. I wasn't able to air, but we did also discuss the Lock It or Lose It program from Carthage Police Department. In that program, they are encouraging everyone to lock their cars. We're all moving around a lot of packages this time of year, and unfortunately, a few people are shopping from your front seat. So hide your packages, lock your doors, and practice good common sense in your shopping journeys this year. We're going to turn it over to David in sports.
Hello. Hope everyone's having a fantastic Tuesday. Quite a bit of sports happened over last week and the weekend, and I'm just going to give you a rundown of some of the results. So Missouri Football Coaches Association, they released their all-state team for 2020. Carthage had Patrick Carlton, Aiden Logan named to the first team offense, and then Luke Gall and DJ Witt were named to the second team defense. So congratulations there. Great job. The girls swim team finished third at the Winnetonka Holiday Invitational over the weekend. The relay team of Madison Riley, Cassie Smith, Nadia Hausch, and Hope Fultz took first in both the 200-yard medley relay and the 400 freestyle relay. Great job there, ladies. Individually, Riley won the 100 backstroke. So great finish there at third place overall. Over in basketball, Carthage fell to West Plains in the fifth place game of the 74th Carthage Invitational Saturday. The Tigers are now 1-2 on this young season, so looking to improve on that. The girls basketball team, route 11, were 71-40 over the weekend as well and finished third in the Lady Eagle Classic. The Tigers hit 10 threes and had three finish in double figures with Haley Fullerton, Kiana Yates, and Lauren Wilson. They are 5-2 on this season, so that's a great start. Looking to continue that on this week as well. Yates and Fullerton were named to the Lady Eagle Classic All-Tournament team after the tournament, so congratulations there, ladies. And then over in wrestling, varsity and JV had a successful tournament dual week. You can read more about that at CarthageNewsOnline.com from our sports contributor, Crystal Brown. She wrote a nice article there for us. She contributes to us throughout the wrestling season, so we appreciate her contributions. So go check out the article, CarthageNewsOnline.com. It's also on Facebook. Give it a like and share it. And again, thanks, Crystal. We appreciate that. Hope everyone has a good week, and we will see you on Friday.
And wrapping up our reports this week, we have events in Carthage. So this year, the Carthage Community Christmas service is they're not able to visit in person. It was formerly called the Layman's Christmas Service, and it's actually a collaboration of churches in the community that get together and present a Christmas service for all of the citizens. It has a 70-year tradition. We really hated to see them take a break. So we did work with them and gathered all of their footage for how they would like to present their community Christmas service. And we put that together, and we'll be sharing that with Carthage on Monday, December 21st at 5 p.m. And that will air on the Carthage Press Facebook page and Virtual Carthage on YouTube. So please make an appointment to watch it. And finally, I'm going to wrap it up and announce a bonus track with John Hacker. John and I had a great conversation about astronomy on Friday, and he had a lot to say about the alignment of Jupiter and Saturn. And also we talked about the Bethlehem star appearing on December 21st as well. So we'll be putting that together as a bonus track and releasing that soon.